So I got to mail a commission check, and I got to do, look at that. There's L.A. back in the day. I have no idea when this, looks like it's the 50s. This is about when I was 5 years old, six years old. This is Los Angeles. That's the, that's the 110 probably, or not the 110, that's the Hollywood Freeway turning into Ventura, something like that. I don't know when the Hollywood Freeway was extended all the way through and became the 101, which goes north up, to, literally up to San Francisco. It in stages. I hitchhiked that freeway as a young man, and it was not it was all freeway. So the 101 would become like surface street or became a highway. There were stoplights and shit. So this is downtown. This is Wilshire. No, that's Hollywood. It's Musso and Frank's on the left, on the right. On my left, your right, whatever the fuck. And look at the old, is that a gas station there? Is that the old Flying A gas station or something England? What does that mean? A.E. England. Christ, I don't know what that is. This is Hollywood. Looking toward the Hollywood Freeway there. And this is, yeah, this is Hollywood too. This is like Cahuenga. I used to go across, this is probably Hollywood Boulevard in Cahuenga. I used to go across this every morning when I was working at K-West back in the day. Jesus Christ almighty, man. Something. What is the name of that joint? You could Google that and find out where it was. Does it say Malt Shop or something? Or Hattie's Coffee Shop? And whatever, you know. This is almost like it's... Fuck, I don't know what this is. Wilshire Boulevard, maybe? But that woman looks like she's... is on a set, and that's the screen behind it. Just walk across, Hattie. That's it.
Okay.
These are like the days when my aunt, my dad's cousin, so she was a really old aunt, would come by the house with bags of sea suckers and all these stories about working in a luggage shop at the Green Hotel and seeing Jack Benny come in and all this good shit. Who knew if it was true or not, but we got a big kick out of it. Green Hotels in Pasadena. This is, Pantages, man. Ain't this Hollywood then? Does it say Pantages? Got me. Yeah, that says Pantages then. So this is Hollywood. Ew. So those are the old Pantages. I went and saw, it's a much different looking theater now. We saw Phantom of the Opera there in vintage Los Angeles. Now here's a piece of I got this off of the Internet Archive. It's just some stock footage of Los Angeles Surface Street. But this is downtown LA. There's Angel's Flight is just beyond that street behind me. Angel's Flight is that old weird looking crooked kind of cable car that goes down the side of the hill, goes about 100 feet, and everyone thinks it's like a huge tourist attraction. I was just down there last night. In fact, I was at the Bonaventure Hotel, which is. It's kind of a cool look at the old downtown because this is the part of downtown where it was actually, you know, so you could see some homes, actual homes, maybe a few middle-class homes. Because further the other way is where the rail yards were, and that's where the hobos was, and that's where the blight, the downtown blight began, you know. All right, fuck it. Fuck it. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. White House Twitter account slams decorated veteran Vindman during testimony. Well, it doesn't make any... It doesn't matter if the motherfucker's George Washington. If he goes against Donald Trump, he's going to shit all over him. Doesn't matter if the guy is a fucking... There are a million different ways to defame and to slander somebody. The thing about Trump that you got to remember, every time he talks about this as a McCarthy witch hunt, his mentor was a guy that worked for Joe McCarthy, Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn was McCarthy's counsel. So it's you can't say that you don't like the McCarthy hearings when the guy who you admire more in the world and was your mentor and who taught you everything you know is one of the pieces of shit that worked for McCarthy. That's just one of many logic, you know, fails there in the life and times of Prez Trump. Trump mocks witness. Let's take a look at this, man. if there's anything here for us to, I don't know. GOP attacks Vindman's U.S. loyalty and strategy to discredit him during... What fucking sewer did you motherfuckers crawl out of anyway? What fucking sewer did you motherfuckers crawl out of? All this flag-waving motherfucking Republican Party, and next thing you see, here comes a decorated veteran, and all these motherfuckers are so goddamn loyal to Trump that even he could piss and shit all over goddamned Robert, you know, all over fucking Ulysses S. Grant and Abraham Lincoln, and those motherfucking cunts would find a way to back him up. Here's a guy who's carrying fucking bullet fragments in him, Vindman, and that fucking cunt Nunez. Jesus Christ, what a fucking kept boy he is. He didn't even call him Colonel, he called him Mister. I know, it was a mistake, sure. He's a fucking sack of shit. PG&E shrinks predicted outages, parts of the... Fuck off, PG&E, they ought to go out of business. People ought to... You know what, the state ought to take your ass over and throw their fucking highest executives into prison for the shit you motherfuckers have pulled. Maybe Elsie Stefanik just wants to lose. Oh, go away. Just go the fuck... All the analysis has just been so off. Navy wants to throw out of the fucking... They want to throw this seal out that was cleared by Trump. They don't even want the stink of that motherfucker anywhere near them. Regardless of what Trump... Trump doesn't know his ass from a hole in the fucking ground. Maybe he just pardoned a war criminal. They don't want the guy around. Bad for fucking morale. Bad for the fucking service. Testing 1, 2, 3. My return to Apple. So what's with the new 11? I just bought this goddamn fucking 10X. Now this motherfucking 11. Is that it? I'm just in a bad mood. Don't worry about it, man. It's been a long goddamn day. It's going to be a longer day tomorrow. Fuck. I don't know, man. Went to my doctor today because I put on some weight. You know, I was all the way down to 210. I'd hit my target. And I put on some weight over the fall. And I'm back up. I'm like up to 230, 235. And he was like, what are you trying to fucking do, man? He says, you know, Henry, you can live another 30 fucking years. He was just all like bummed. And I said, hey, it was a tough, it's been a tough football season, man. Anal cancer rates and deaths are climbing. What is that about? Jesus, anal cancer rates and deaths are rising drastically, especially among older people and young black men. Researchers examined trends in the anal cancer cases over about 15 years and identified about 69,000 cases of anal cancer, more than 12,000 deaths during this time. Our findings of the dramatic rise in incidence among black millennials and white women, rising rates of distant stage disease and increases in anal cancer mortality rates are very concerning. What? Despite stage disease is distant stage disease is when the cancer has spread to other parts of the body. From 2001 to 2015, cases of the most common type of anal cancer increased by 2.7% per year, while anal cancer death rates increased 3.1%. The study published in the Journal of National Cancer Institute gives numbers to a trend that seems to be happening over the last decade, said Virginia Schaefer. In that sense, it gives us numbers of what we were already expecting. Cancer linked to HPV. Anal cancer occurs when the digestive tract ends. Oh, where the digestive tract ends. That's called the asshole. It is different from colon or rectal cancer. Oh. And most similar to cervical cancer. The most common subtype of anal cancer is squamous cell carcinoma caused by human papillomavirus, HPV, which is the virus thing. That virus thing. Over 90% of cases of anal cancer associated with HPV. Human papillomavirus. Papillomavirus. Screening of anal cancer has been implemented for some high-risk groups. But the study authors argue their findings suggest broader screening efforts should be considered. They also believe the increase in diagnoses isn't likely to be because of an increase in screening practices. Since the 1950s, there have been substantial changes in risk factors for anal cancer, including shifts in sexual behaviors and an increased number of sexual partners, The emergence of HIV epidemic, especially among men who have sex with men, may have also influenced anal cancer trends because HIV is a risk factor. But there are other risk factors, too, such as having had cervical or vulval cancer, having received an organ transplant, or being a current smoker. Who's impacted by anal? The study found anal cancer cases have increased significantly in people age 50 and older. It might be because HPV vaccine guidelines are very narrow, Schaefer said, limiting protection for older adults. You know, I never did get a fucking... Did I get chicken pox? I can't remember. I mean, not chicken pox. What's it called? Shingles. I need to get vaccinated for that. Somebody I knew in New York, my ex-agent, David Katz, got shingles. He said it was fucking hell, man. Marcia Cross opened up about her anal cancer diagnosis earlier this year to help destigmatize. I know that there are people who are ashamed. You have cancer. Should you then also feel ashamed like you did something bad because it took up residence in your anus? Anal cancer has become pretty taboo, Schaefer said. I think it's because some of the risk factors that have historically been known to be associated with people having symptoms, they should see a doctor because I think a lot of people think, oh, well, it's just hemorrhoids and don't get things checked. And that could potentially also mean that you don't get diagnosed until much later. Jesus, what a topic. What a fucking topic. All right, man. Well, what are you doing, Bobby?
Well, you know, we don't think that Ivanka Trump has, you know, Steve.
Yeah, Judge, we don't think she has the cachet.
She doesn't have the cachet.
What does that mean? What do you mean cachet? She's not as big a star?
No, it's not that. I mean, Margaret, you probably think I'm saying what I'm saying because you think that I think I'm such a big thing or something, you know?
No, I didn't say that, but you are, it sounds to me like you're putting her down.
Yeah, you're putting her down because she's not like a big deal or something.
I'm not putting her down because she's the president of the United States.
She's the daughter.
She's the daughter.
Yeah, the president, yeah. That'll be the day.
Okay, I misspoke. She's not the president.
No, I don't want my goddamn news summarized in the morning. Thank you. Thank you. Boy. All right. All this fucking ugly-ass health news. Or maybe it's just because I'm fucking old and I'm looking at her or some shit. I don't know. All right. So now,
can you?
What exactly? I don't understand.
Yeah, he's going to be thrown out.
He's not going to be thrown out, is he, Mr. Henry?
No, he's just they're looking into things that he might have done.
Well, that's just so they're trying to overturn the election.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do, is overturn it.
Well, it's what some people say, but some people don't seem to believe that.
Well, he's being impeached? What is that?
That's when they throw him out.
They haven't thrown President Trump out.
No, they haven't thrown him out, you know. Political party. It says Ivanka Trump is an independent. My fucking ass. Oh, give me a fucking... She was a Democrat till her old man got elected, then she went independent. What the fuck are you trying to... What are you trying to hand me now, man? Jesus Christ. Is there anything related to this fucking family that isn't just freshly turned goddamn bullshit? Daylight come and she won't go home. Bum, 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 ba, da, da, bum, ba, the Nanner. Daylight come and she... Oh, sorry. So I got this new, this Jaguar SUV, this Pacer kind of, I think it's called a Pacer. It's called the Checkered Flag. Big wow. But anyway, it's got a weird Bluetooth. The Bluetooth on the thing was fucking up today, but...
We're going to have a roundtable discussion on whether or not, you know, Ivanka Trump has the cachet. And to that end, we have Morgan Burblin, what do you think? Well, I'm not really convinced, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Well, I'm not really convinced, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We have Marilyn Donnelly. Marilyn, what do you think? I'm not really convinced. I think as a transgender female, I think, well...
Yeah, but you just moved into Western State.
I did. I like it here, Phil, and I want to cause problems with these two. You know, I don't know who you think you are. I'm a resident here, and I pay taxes.
You've moved to Western States.
Yes, I have, and I've challenged the annual Ivanka Trump picnic that these two...
Hey, you're not allowed to...
Why are you upsetting the apple cart? The apple cart? No, I think...
I think Marilyn has moved into Western States, and she's going to just cause all kinds of shit. She had the money. They couldn't stop her, you know. She challenged them legally, you know, all of their bullshit. And she's moved into the Magnolia phase right down the street from Steve and Bobby. And they had an annual Ivanka Trump Day that they were, and she put a kibosh on it this past year, so like on Ivanka's birthday. And they're having it this week, like on the, whatever it is, the 23rd. What I thought you said it was on Ivanka's birthday. Well, it's near the birthday, you know. It doesn't have to be on the birthday. So let me see here. Okay, good. 20, 21, 22, 23 on the 23rd. November 23rd. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. What is it? I'm so glad that I'm not hanging around fucking Twitter as much these days. What a waste of fucking time and energy that is. It really is a waste of motherfucking time and energy. All right, let me see. Yeah, Philip Rivers is not what I call a... I hate to characterize it. He's played on some bad fucking Charger teams, you know, and he's playing on a good one now, he was playing on a good one, but where's the goddamn thing? David Borman. K-Rock. Yeah, how about if the American people hear from fucking Trump, Jordan? Have you thought about that one? How about if they hear from Mulvaney? This guy is talking about second and third hand. How about the first hand? How about fucking Mulvaney? How about we get him in here? Well, what, motherfucker? Executive privilege. So in other words, even if there's a goddamn murder being committed, you motherfuckers will stand behind executive. What is it with you cats? You want the truth or don't you? You won't let anybody testify. You want more firsthand knowledge? But you want anybody to testify? You motherfuckers are lying, man. Just flat out, bitch. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello, this is Margaret Gray for Pluto TV. You've heard so much about it. I'd like to give it the perspective of a homemaker, a mother, a professional... Someone who is in the public eye, and yet someone who shies away from the public eye. Someone who keeps a home, and yet takes a home apart, if she has to. Someone who goes to work, but stays home. I'm at work, but I'm at home. Mentally, I'm at home while I'm... You understand. So, Pluto TV, allow, forget it.
Hi, Phil Hendry for Pluto TV. Sometimes it is indescribable, just like that. Sometimes even one as witty as verbose, I think is...
Yes, that's a good word.
As Margaret, cannot quite come up with a great way to satisfy the needs of describing Pluto TV. It is there, it is free, it is legal, they don't ask for a credit card, you don't have to sign up, you can get thousands of movies and over 100 TV channels. You can get it on your favorite devices, all of them, your phone, your Roku, your Amazon Fire, all of that, even your PlayStation. So there's no need to wait any longer. There's no need to dally. There's no need to sit there in the weeds and weep and sob gently into your sleeve. Now you can get Pluto TV, and you can, wherever you are, watch television. Isn't that great? You may be in the middle of air traffic control and say, hey, look, here is Attack of the Killer Dozer. So stuff like that I'm not suggesting you do that. What are you doing? You're making garbage out of it. Pluto TV. Download it today.
Don't be a schmuck like Henry or...
You're going to see me?
Well, not... Margaret's fine. Just download it.
What do you mean, download?
You got to make it... Oh, wait a minute. Download it today. Pluto TV. Don't leave home without it.
Jesus.
Testing. What the fuck is with this?
Fuck.
Testing, 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 testing. How fucking loud do I got to be with this motherfucker? Let's go, man. Let's go. Let's go, huh? If I got to jack that fucking thing all the way to goddamn hell and back, I'm going to do it. Okay? I'm getting sick and tired of these fucked up levels.